Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, friends.
Calling Brandon Sprague. Calling Brandon Sprague.
His computer music's off, so that's a plus.
There you go.
Welcome in. Happy Football Friday. It just means more in the SEC.
Baby steps.
Pow! I'm excited for today, man. I'm ready to do the thing. Anybody that's ever interested in what we talk about in transition, today was a day that you were not privy to. Not safe for work conversations.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Nope, nope. But that's how Friday is. We feel the end is near. And so it's time to just kind of roll with the flow, go with the punches, and make the best of it.
I do appreciate this Friday.
Why is that?
Because it's Friday, and it's 2 days in a row that I have off from game night.
Hey, and that's pretty nice.
I went home last night, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a little nappy. You know, I took care of some stuff, got home, and I was like, I'm going to lay down for a nap about 3 o'clock, right? I'm like, I got to set my alarm for 5.
Yeah, you got the big come down these days.
Oh, man, it was, yeah.
The crash is real.
Oh, the crash was very real. But I got some tea on the way home.
You did take the tea advice, huh?
I did. I've got to get a Mint Majesty at old Starbucks, just giving that a shot.
Yeah.
And I felt a little better, but I was still tired as hell. And I'm like, I'm going to take a little nap. And what was supposed to be like an hour and a half, 2 hour long nap turned into 4 hours.
Oh, do you nap roulette?
No, I set my alarm, but apparently, so Apple has the new iOS, and the snooze and the off button are huge. And I rolled over and did the, and I must have hit off instead of snooze. But I tell you what, I woke up, I was like, daddy feels better now.
But then I
looked, it was 7 o'clock, I went, oops, didn't want to do that.
That's why I don't set an alarm, dude.
Yeah.
Nap roulette for life, man.
Yeah, I very clearly needed it. I very clearly needed it. But
and that's okay.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, this is one of those things where I look at it, when, especially like covering the team. If I'm this tired, how are they feeling right now?
Well, I mean, they didn't go to bed at 1:30.
Those guys go to bed at 3.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, those guys go to bed at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dang.
And then they sleep until usually around 9, maybe 10.
Well, I mean, I think you just get used to it.
It's just, but I mean, it's like, especially because they had so many games so compressed to start the season. It was like every other night, go, 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 go. So, yeah, it's the season is here, but I was very appreciative. And the weather is supposed to clear up at least a little bit over the next couple of days. It's not going to be nice, but it's not going to be pouring rain either.
Shout out Terry Boyd for the great entertainment he was this morning.
Indeed.
That guy is a legend. That guy is a master of his craft.
Indeed.
There's a truck outside with some stickers on it that the FCC would not allow me to talk about.
Nope.
But Terry Boyd, man, that guy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pleasure just being in his presence.
What's funny is the mental picture that I painted when you were telling me the stickers that were on this truck, I thought maybe it was a newer truck.
Oh.
So, let's paint this as well as we can. Sure. There are some stickers that are sexually suggestive.
I was at the coffee shop across the street, yes. And on my way back, there's some construction going on down here under the Fremont Bridge, and I wanted to stay out of it, and I saw a truck with a flag on it. Mm-hmm. You know, instantly you see a truck with a flag, and you can kind of assume what you're going to see there. Mm-hmm. It was not that.
It went a different way.
And then I looked and saw some very, very graphic, suggestive stickers.
Yes.
And so naturally, I came inside, and I told everybody about it.
Because you don't see those very often. You're like, wow. And so I'm painting this picture in my head as you're telling me. And I thought that this truck may or may not have belonged to somebody who works late nights solo on a stage. Like, I was thinking perhaps it was somebody of that ilk.
A night entertainer.
Night entertainer.
Performer.
Thank you.
And I pictured, like, maybe this is somebody who has, like, a nice, like, F-150 or Silverado, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, like that. Because you see those every now and then. You see a woman that driving a vehicle that you don't typically associate with said woman. And then when I walk over there and go see what it is, it's like a 2006 Ford Ranger, and I was like, oh, this is totally different than what I thought it was. This is a dude who just does not care.
And it's a beater. I used to own a 2005 Ford Ranger. Mm-hmm. The color was champagne.
Oh, there you go.
So I know that truck very, very well. That truck is a bigger piece than mine. and mine has the side of a house on it.
There you
okay?
go.
Like, I beat the ever-living hell out of that pickup truck. My stepdad still owns it. I sold it to him for $1.
There you go.
It needed a bunch of work, and so he's, like, doing it. So I sold it to him for $1 and said that if he fixes it, I get first dibs to buy it back if
there
he ever
go.
Sells it.
Nice.
Well, it smelled like mold and cigarettes in there. So
from you?
From me.
There you go.
So it doesn't smell like mold and cigarettes anymore. It got a new front windshield.
Hey.
It's in pretty good shape.
Nice.
Yeah. I drive by it. Whenever I drive by my
Just
mom's
salute.
House, I see it totally. It's like, I don't even salute it, dude. I give it a
little kiss
with kissy wave.
Mm-hmm. Miss ya. It's been through some times.
Yeah, how many people like have that sort of affection for their vehicles?
I did for the one that I wrecked.
Yeah.
We put a lot of time into an S10 Blazer that was super dope. And I destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could have that thing back. That thing was so much fun.
Did you decide not to get attached to cars after that because you destroyed it?
No, I had a really cool
Please,
car.
Please, sit down on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Lie down.
No, like, I had a really cool car after that.
Tell me
that.
Your thoughts here, sir.
Sold that one off, and then everything else since that car, I had a Chevy Blazer Extreme. It was on 20s, you know, low-profile wheels, had a turbo on it. It was, well, I mean, military guy. I mean, it was what it was. There's something about, I love a sunroof. I love a sunroof in a car.
Really?
Oh, dude. There is something, and here's the thing.
Like the screen open or the whole window open?
I had the remote. Push button, you know, open full sunroof. And one of my favorite things to do, like my favorite, like, me time,
mm-hmm,
of doing nothing is driving around on a summer night with the windows down and sunroof open. Music just cranked. That is like some of my best memories in life are that.
You sound like a contestant on The Bachelor.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yep.
Long walks on the beach.
No, when you
nice jazz music with a cup of coffee on Sunday.
When people say they want to take their like alone me time, that's like my preferred, like a really nice like 70-degree night. Mm-hmm. I love that. Love it.
I love to go to the coast and rent a hotel room and then get hammered
by yourself.
Yeah. That is so relaxing.
Wow.
That's so relaxing.
Speaking of hopping on the couch, goodness gracious.
Don't need to talk to anybody. Don't need strangers. Don't need women. Don't need men.
Like, don't even go down to the
beach.
Don't need
friends.
Just in the hotel room?
No. To the bar and then the hotel room.
Oh, okay. I thought you're going in the hotel room and getting hammered by yourself in the hotel room.
I might go to the beach for like 20 minutes. But then I get an anchoring, dude, and it's time to go. I should probably get a couch.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a while, and despite being a very happy, jovial person, my life is great. Not to brag or anything, but like my life's in a really good spot. My partner's fantastic. My kids are great. I love this job, and everything is going well. But I definitely could probably benefit from sitting on a couch. Your choice of couches, too.
Ruby on the YouTube, I can only imagine Danny in that car in one of two ways, ghost riding or head out the sunroof like a dog. look, I mean, I've got golden retriever energy, so I'm not going to argue that one bit, but...
It's too bad you don't have that long hair anymore.
I know, just let it flow.
Yeah.
I did do that a couple times.
Totally, man. It's somebody with long hair.
Head out
dude,
the
I was
window,
all about
just
it.
Let it... blow around a little bit.
Have I ever told you that I am a lucid dreamer?
No.
Yeah, I'm a lucid dreamer. Not all the time, but very often I'm fully cognizant of what's going on in my dream, which is really cool. You can do some cool stuff. Every once in a while, I have a lucid dream where I get in the shower and wash my hair just so I can like flip it from side to side.
Yeah, you should probably get on that couch.
Yeah, and
you
I always
a little bit.
And I always wake up going, man, I miss that hair.
Maybe this says more about me. I don't dream all that often.
Really?
But when I do, I remember a ton of it.
Mm.
And it's like I'll wake up and I'll be like, whoa.
I'm about 50-50 on what I remember. There's like no common factor into like what I was doing the night before, how long I'm sleeping, what it was about. About 50-50 in what I can remember. But more often than not, I'm like fully aware of what's happening. That's kind of cool, man. If you haven't lucid dreamt out there and if you want to, figure it out. It's kind of fun.
Do it without the ayahuasca and crapping your pants.
The only thing is though, I can't throw a punch in my dreams.
Well, I mean, it might be tied to reality.
It might be tied to reality, but there are times where like in my dream, I will cock back and ready to hit, like you're in like danger or something, you know, someone's going to steal your car or kill your mom or something crazy like that. And you cock back to throw a punch and it like always stops right before and just dies. It just can't. It's like a home run at the warning track every time. But every time, it's never connected.
I can tell you that I have connected a few times, and
I've accidentally
punched my girlfriend in the back because I lucid dream so much.
Oh.
And I am very apologetic afterwards because, well, who's sleeping and wants to get punched in the back?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. My dog kicked me this morning, and I was pissed. She didn't mean to. She was like dreaming and was like.
I will tell
my
you
voice that, isn't back, otherwise
yeah,
you would hear the dog. I can't do it, no.
No. That is the one nice thing about having small dogs is that when they kick, it's not punishing. It's not punishing.
It's their legs are shorter than this little coffee cup I got.
Honestly, Dallas's legs might be
a little shorter than an 8-ounce Yeti.
Little taller than that. Little taller than that. Shorter than your Nalgene,
yes.
Taller than your 8-ounce Yeti. So
my 8-ounce Yeti is my life, dude.
Yeah, Dallas might be as big as round as your Nalgene.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's a little tiny thing.
I'm not into them small dogs.
She's like a whopping 14 pounds. Now, that was a pushback against a much smaller dog.
Wow.
Yeah, that 3.5 to like 5 pound. I'm like, I'm not gonna have something in the house that I could potentially kill by taking the wrong step.
I know my cat has been starting to like get under blankets and stuff. Mm. And the other day I went fall on my bed and she was under the blanket. And
yeah, you gotta look for the lump.
Yeah, I was very concerned by that. So now I check every single time.
Do the quick
yep,
pass.
I do.
Yeah.
Lots of times. Well, because she's so cute under there. So sometimes I just lift up the covers and look to see her and go, oh, hey, boo. Kitty boo.
Little kitty meow.
Meow, meow, kitty meow. Oakley Doakley, we got a show today. It's a football Friday. A lot to get to today in the Big Nooner. We'll talk about chaos versus identity, which one you prefer. At 11:30, we'll have Keith Costigan on. He's calling the Timbers game on Sunday in a do or die. So we'll chat with him, get a little football in. We'll talk some Lincoln Riley. We'll take our morning walkabout around the Pacific Northwest in college football and see how we feel about that. And we'll talk about whatever it was that was on Amazon Prime last night. But let's break into it. It's Friday. It's the day before. Boss is out of town. He's on the flight. Kinnick, the weather, everything. Ducks versus Iowa.
Indeed.
Indeed. The biggest game of the year so far, maybe? Question mark. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. You weren't even paying attention. You didn't even hear that, did you?
I heard it.
10:17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. There's also the youtube.com/1051thefan. Come hang out with us over there. We got Lowercase in the house today on duty. Appreciate having you, Casey.
Yep.
We'll say...
That is a great nickname, by the way.
Fantastic text on the text line. Iowa ayahuasca. So good, it makes the Hawkeye offense watchable.
You got to take drugs?
Yeah, well.
Look, we had this conversation yesterday, man. If my football program was Iowa, dude, I'd be happy.
Ayahuasca.
I would be happy if my football program was Iowa.
If you can't be one of the best, it's a good spot to be.
It is a really, really good spot to be. And I wonder, like... truth serum. We made the joke. I was making the joke yesterday. I don't remember if we did it on air or not. Yesterday was like the 158th anniversary of the birth of college football.
Yeah, it was Rutgers somebody.
And like 98% of fans since then have been absolutely miserable, yeah. Thus proving that the invention was a bad idea.
Yes, 100%.
I wonder if you could truth serum, and it's like let's have fun for a moment, and let's say that Iowa stays this no matter what. Mm-hmm. Kirk Ferentz style Iowa
8-10 win team
is here for the rest of your life. Every once in a while, you sneak into the playoff. Back in the day, it was sneak into a Rose Bowl, mm-hmm. et cetera. You win your division, whatever.
You have some NFL dudes.
Or you are the Oregon Ducks. You are in the playoff every year, but you never win a natty. Would you rather be Iowa?
I'd rather
that?
Be Iowa. If you're telling me you never win a natty,
never.
You're just getting heartbroken every year? No, give me Iowa.
I think so, too. I think Oregon is going to win a natty under Dan Lanning. I think it's pretty inevitable whether it's this year or not. That remains to be seen. But I do believe if you're an Oregon fan, you will see one sooner than later. But it is an interesting question. Living in that Iowa world, look, I love my Cougs. I absolutely love my Cougs. Iowa is a better version of Washington State. And I would rather be an Iowa fan.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Like, I mean, that's what Oregon State really should strive for.
Also just the solidarity of coaching. You know, your guy is there all the time. He's never leaving.
It's also, like, locationally, it's a farm, you know, what outside else are we doing of a big there? City. Yeah, and that's why Kinnick is what it is. Mm-hmm. Kinnick Stadium is a tough, tough place to play.
Because it's like church. It's like what you do on Saturday.
No, everyone is a Hawkeyes. I'm not kidding, man. Everyone I know damn near from Iowa is a Hawkeyes fan. Mm-hmm. It is just...
No Cyclones.
And it's not like a shot at Iowa State. Like, don't get me wrong, that Iowa State has fans, but like...
They might have gone to Iowa State for grad school, but they're Hawkeyes.
They're Hawkeyes. Yeah, yeah, like, it's just... It is what it is. Like, that's what that state is. Like, it's... It's a fun rivalry and all those things, but Iowa is Iowa, man. It is Hawkeye through and through. It is yellow and black. In fact, this weekend it will be all black.
Ooh, is it?
Kirk Ferentz has made the announcement that for Veterans Day they are wearing all black.
See, that's your guy right there.
I mean, it's just...
Like, you know, I'm not the biggest politic guy, but, you know, I support the troops.
Yeah.
And on Veterans Day, you're going all black. See, that's just a classy move.
All black, all at Kinnick, in the weather.
You never have to worry about Mark Helfrich.
Nope.
You never have to worry about Willie Taggart.
Nope.
You never have to worry about Mario using it as a stepping stone.
The last time the Ducks played at Kinnick was 89. Kirk Ferentz was the offensive line coach. That's how long he's been there.
This is like Boeheim at Syracuse.
Yeah, he is he is there. Like, he is Iowa through and through.
Does that translate on the field this weekend?
Well, I made my pick. I picked Iowa. And now I don't know if I like this or not. Kirk Herbstreit has picked Iowa as well.
The jinx? You believe in the Herbie jinx?
I'm like, Herbie, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. He goes, look, at 3:30, it's going to get dark in the second half. I'm telling you, it's going to be typical Iowa. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be like 15-12. That's part of the fun with Iowa. Something crazy, something wacky. And then they're going to be lined up to kick a game-winning field goal in the end.
Does your opinion of Iowa change if they win this game? Or does your opinion change of Oregon more if they win this game?
You had,
let's say both wins.
So you had me until you said Oregon more, because that's what it'll do. Because no matter who wins this game, my opinion is going to change on both teams.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, okay, Oregon can't, they can, if they can play. They can play. They can win games where they're not able to play the style of game that they want to play. Awesome. Good. Then that's, you can put that up on the board. Cool. If Iowa wins, I think it's, hey, Iowa's pretty damn good, but also Oregon can't play this. They can't win unless they get to play the style they want to play.
Yeah, I think if Iowa comes out of this win with a win, I think Monday we sit here and we go, you know, well, that's Iowa. They make you play gross football and they take you out back and they'll buy you coffee afterwards, but it's not going to be fun.
Here's the thing. It could be 27-24 and it still be kind of an ugly game because of just what it is. Because it is going to get dark. The weather is going to be nasty. It is going to be cold. It is going to be windy. It's not as much rain, but
sounds like it's supposed to lighten up a little bit.
It's the wintry mix, though. The wintry mix. So it's I'm excited for this game. I'm genuinely excited because I think this is in a roundabout way, it's a sorting hat game. Mm-hmm. Even though Iowa's not ranked in the AP, they are in the college football playoff.
Well, I think it's a big game for the Big Ten, too.
Yep.
And honestly, if you're probably the Big Ten, you really need Oregon to win this game.
You probably do, but at the same time, I think you want this to be a tight game. I think you want
on display.
I think you want that next tier to be like, just show up. I think that's what you want to see.
I still haven't decided where I am on this.
Tick, 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 tick.
We'll take our walkabout of the Pacific Northwest here at 11:15. Usually we do 11:30. We'll do it 11:15. And I'll probably make a choice there. I ask this to Tyson Alger every week. And the way this offense is for Oregon, I can't help but live in this every single game we walk into. And I don't think this is a Dante Moore thing. I'm probably more critical of Will Stein than most people here at the station. Mostly just because of how this team starts. And that's what I want to see. I want to see this offense open up a little bit at the beginning. And if it's not working, then tighten it up. But what I've seen from Oregon in some of their sluggish starts. Now, Wisconsin's a tough one just because the weather was so brutal. But the Wisconsin game, the Indiana game, the Penn State game is a lot of like, I don't know. It's we'll talk about Bo Nix here in a moment. It's a lot like that. It's like really ugly first halves before it gets going. And I'd like to see this offense get going from the jump, you know, or at least attempt to get going from the jump, because if it's not succeeding, then you can pull it back, start running the ball, give the ball to Davison, give the ball to Whittington, and just run the ball.
But
I'd like to see some shots taken. You don't want to get behind against this Iowa team. So you don't want to be turning the ball over.
You don't want to get predictable. That is certainly something
you do not want to start running the ball, if your first three possessions are running the football, dude, you're in for a long day.
Now,
Ferentz is going to go, all right, really? Okay.
The last three games for Iowa, 37-0 against Wisconsin, 25-24 Penn State, 41-3 against Minnesota. Okay. But here's where it's interesting for me. Iowa in their last three games. You want to talk about where their defense is? Do you know how many yards per game they're giving up in their last three games? Average?
Total yards?
Total yards. Take a wild guess what it is, and you're not going to be close.
I'll say 145.
218.
Whoa.
108 rushing, 105 passing. They were allowing 9 points per game in their last three.
100 rushing, though?
105 rushing.
That bodes well.
I mean, that's nothing.
I think if you told me the Oregon Ducks rush for over 100 yards in this game, I feel pretty good about that.
I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's enough. They've also have 5 sacks, 7 picks, and 2 forced fumbles. 9 turnovers in the last 3 games they have forced.
They cannot turn the ball over. The Ducks cannot turn the ball over.
No.
And that might be all the reason why the offense starts a little conservative, because they don't want to turn the ball over. But
you,
I think
you give Iowa plus field position an offense that is not dominating in any fashion, but has managed to put up points. I mean, Minnesota is a plucky Big Ten team.
Row, row, row your boat.
They put up 41 on them. But if you go look at how they did it, it's not like obscene yardage. It's turning teams over. It's getting plus field position. Look, field position and punting, nobody does it better than Iowa. Nobody does it better.
No, maybe never.
It's just have fun.
I think there's 2 ways you can look at this. When you're coming in, at least going against this Iowa defense and trying to get your offense jump-started into a good spot, you can play respecting your opponent, okay? Iowa deserves that. As this texter points out, might Iowa be the most consistent football program in the last 20 years? Yes, they might be. Like, number one. And that includes Bama's natties and Georgia's natties and Ohio State, et cetera, because Iowa is what they are every single year. It is one thing to respect your opponent. It is another thing to play scared.
Yes, and here's...
You can know that they're going to be up front and give you a disaster of a day in that trenches, but to be scared of the trenches is a recipe for disaster.
And I don't think they are, but where...
I don't think they are either, but it's just the two approaches you can walk into this game.
For sure. There's another line here when it comes to special teams. Caden Wetjen is a special teams god. Do you remember Tim Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
At Iowa,
sure do.
All-time touchdown returning leader for Iowa, just a special teams dynamo. Wetjen is very much the same. Right now, he has averages of 25.7 yards per punt return and 27.8 yards per kick return. This guy is a demon on the return game. He is just short of 1,000 all-purpose yards through returns.
You know something that I want to remind us going into this game? Because I think we forget, and I don't know if it's because we work here, you know, and the Ducks are one of our biggest draws, especially here on 105.1, home of the Ducks, where you can catch the game right here. Kick is at 12:30 on the Fan Sports Network. Joe and Rashad will be on at 6, and then you'll get Ducks Game Day with Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman at 8, all the way up to pregame at 10:30, etc. Let's not forget that we had no idea what this team was going to be at the beginning of this year. I want to remind people. I want to remind, like, ourselves.
We've circled back to, hey, remember there was a million questions, a bunch of new guys on the offensive
line.
And
I don't mean it as a bailout for them.
No.
I just mean it as a remember, like, this isn't
the
last
Penn State,
year's.
The Penn State game made everybody think, oh, this is them. They are Timothy Chalamet. Like, they are the elite of the elite.
Bo Nix is not throwing the rock tomorrow.
No.
And I'm not saying that Dante is not good enough, but I think it's good to remind ourselves that they are not the undefeated Big Ten champs they were last year.
And as good as DeCorian Moore is, he's still a freshman.
Yep.
Kenyon Sadiq, as dominant as he is, he's gotten dinged up here or there, and they've not been able to get on the ball. They've been inconsistent in who they're, you know, handing the ball off to. Defensively, they have not been as disruptive as their roster would probably lead you to believe.
Yeah, at least statistically. You talk about it all the time. Where are the turnovers? Who's the guy?
Where are the negative plays? Like, they make some, but...
Like, they don't break, but they're not bullying.
No, and we have yet to see Oregon's defense be, whoa, just in the backfield, you know, harassing quarterbacks, blowing up run plays. Like, don't get me wrong, they'll make some negative plays, but if you look at where they stand and all the negative play metrics, they're not elite. They're just good.
If classic Iowa offense shows up, this is an opportunity for that defense to do what you are talking about, to show that, to make those big yard-for-loss plays and disruptions and turnovers, et cetera, if Iowa's offense is the offense we know. They might not be.
But they've been averaging like 5 yards per carry over the last 3 games.
This is one of the better Iowa Kirk Ferentz offenses we've seen, especially...
Which doesn't say a lot.
Coming off the last few years, which were absolutely atrocious. This kid doesn't call plays anymore, so we're good to go on that. Going to be a fun game, man. Turns out that was helpful, that nepotism is not always your friend. This will be solo box for me at 12:30 on Saturday. This is a must-watch game for me. Let's kind of stay Duck adjacent. What the hell was that on Thursday Night Football last night? You guys watch that?
Yes.
I think we all watched it because we were forced to. Bo is... Bo? We'll do that next. But first, there's Casey with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. This texture, I got the Ducks winning 27-20. Late field goal by Iowa to help the score. Some nice confidence. I think you'd be very happy with that. This other texture, you guys doubt the Ducks all you want, but they're still a top 10 defensively and top 10 offensively in the country. If you look at yards per game allowed and forced, dude, there's no doubt. I am not doubting this Ducks team. I am not doubting them. I think it's just, it's Iowa. It's just Iowa, man. It's Big Ten football. This is maybe the most Big Ten football game they've ever played in their short career in the Big Ten. That's all. As a staunch Big Ten hater my entire life, because I grew up in a Rose Bowl where unless the Huskies were playing in the Rose Bowl, you rooted for the Pac-10. Iowa's about as Big Ten as it gets.
Yeah.
And you go into their home. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
With all the pomp and circumstance and everybody knowing what it is, it's a massive game.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, Broncos defeat the Raiders 10-7. I texted my buddy Zach and I texted Andy Dirt Johnson last night. I said, you guys are the Bo Nix experts compared to me. You've seen him a lot more. Is this... because my memory doesn't serve me for crap, so I had to ask the people that actually know, is this Bo? Is this the Bo you know? Am I missing something? And both of them came back to me and said, no, that this isn't. Dirt was like, it's not a play calling thing. I think it's just kind of situational, bad weather, Thursday night football, kind of more circumstance than anything. And my buddy Zach was like, sometimes Bo needs a little chaos to get things going, because... we talked about it yesterday, and I fully expected to walk in today and not have anything to say about this game. 24-10.
Took care of business.
Took care of business. There. See you later. Thursday night games are never sexy, but Bo was bad last night. Just not completing passes, not even getting like the right distance on his balls.
And it wasn't like he was running for his life like Geno.
No,
was running for his life.
I will give that Raiders defense a lot of credit, though. They did come to play.
Yeah.
And I think the environment
they were disruptive for sure.
Helped them out. They were kind of like, ooh, it's crappy weather. Guys, we can step up, and I'll give them that. But they still weren't world beaters on that defense.
No. I mean, Caillou Blue Kelly was the guy who was making plays for him for sure. But I mean, you look at the Broncos; they had six sacks. I mean, the Broncos were in the backfield. The Raiders only mustered two. They couldn't get to Bo at all. And Bo still, Bo's bad. He was genuinely bad.
He was genuinely bad yesterday. Yeah, and I am a Bo apologist a little bit as far as his NFL career goes, because I said it since the draft. Like, a bunch of those dudes, Jaden, Caleb, Drake, Penix, all those guys probably have a higher ceiling than Bo. But Bo had the highest floor for me. That guy's going to play for 15 years, and I keep hammering that. But last night was not good, and it was a game that you really needed to win. Now, they did win.
They did win.
And there's no style points in the NFL. Yep. W's are W's. But for what we do in this business, he can't play like that if that team's trying to go on a deep playoff run.
And this is not the first time he's played like
this. No,
it's
not.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, with you know, Zach and Dirt saying that, it's like, that's not who Bo is. Well, he's been more of that than not this season. That's the thing. Is like, he's had some absolute. Now, he's had some moments that have been some of the best moments in the NFL this season. But he's also had long stretches of just god-awful play.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a little confused as to why J.K. Dobbins didn't get the rock more. I thought that was kind of working, and you could have bled that a little more.
I mean, neither team could run the ball to save their life.
Which is strange, because that's what you need to do in that kind
of
game.
There is an element of the sophomore slump here. That is certainly on display. What's kind of interesting about this is you brought up one of the other guys in this regard is Drake May. Drake May is all of a sudden
popping. Because last year he was okay.
He showed some moments.
Sure.
But like Drake, it looks like he's a legitimate MVP candidate, which insane. Bo is more down the CJ Stroud path of like, oh, sophomore year, this is going to be tough.
I think the most famous sophomore slump of all time is Matt Ryan, is it not? Like, he was god-awful his second year.
And that's what I think a lot of this is like, for Bo's strengths, his weaknesses are that he's not a guy that's going to air it out all game long. He's not a guy who you can just go win us the game.
Yeah.
And I think as you start to get tape and you start to pick up on tendencies and you understand what Peyton and him are trying, the Broncos are trying to do. And look,
he becomes a little one-dimensional.
He does. And also, you know, I know people love Cortland Sutton. I am not a huge Cortland Sutton guy.
I think he is above fine, but he gets paid like he's a really
one.
Good.
Like, yeah. If Cortland Sutton's your number two, awesome. If he's your number three, hell yes.
I mean, I might argue the same as Troy Franklin. I thought he had an okay game last night, but
and he had what, three drops?
Yeah, but if he's your number two, I mean, I don't watch enough Broncos football to be honest to know their wide receiver depth chart. But he was playing last night like he was the number two, and maybe that, you know, I heard a lot of people say that Denver was the most disappointing team at the trade deadline to not try and go get somebody. There aren't many ones on the market available right now, so I don't blame that, but maybe bolstering that core would be nice, because last night, and it might be the elements, but Bo couldn't get the ball down the field. No. Like physically could not get the ball down the field, and that is what's alarming to me, because you said he doesn't have a Herbert arm.
No.
Okay, he doesn't have a Rodgers arm.
But he's not Chad Pennington either.
Exactly. That's not a noodle back there. No. Dude, he's Johnny Moxon. Let's go, dude.
Yeah, he can let it rip. There's no, like, he can make all the throws. He can layer them correctly. Like Dylan Gabriel, you question whether or not he can make the throw.
Fully agree.
He's 5'9", 180 pounds.
Yeah, and it's
Bo's a big, strong kid who can make all the throws.
Yeah, Bryce Young, I would worry about, you know, and these are size things.
Yes.
Bo is built. Bo's an adult.
Yes.
I mean, he was an adult when he was at Oregon.
Yes.
Just because he played forever.
And a wife and three kids.
Yes. But I think that's what's the most jarring part about it. This Denver team is very good. And I think
their defense is very good. And they showed up last night and they wrecked the Raiders.
They're well coached. They're very deep. And it allows Denver to get out of this kind of gross, ugly. And it's Thursday.
And they're 8-2.
Let's not lie, guys. Thursday night football sucks.
Yeah. There's somebody said on the text line or on YouTube, they're like, the teams that play on Thursday should be coming off a bye.
Yeah.
Something. Like,
both of them, yeah.
Like, the short week is just, it just makes for some, like, it just makes for ugly football.
It really does. You can keep Thursday night football. Like, that's not going anywhere.
No.
Amazon's got their deal. The NFL wants it pretty much every day of the week. But something's got to change to make this product better. And I'm willing to chalk that up. You know, I'm willing to play dumb and play blind and say, well, maybe it was just a bad weather Thursday night game. I don't know who they play next week. I'd have to look at it. But if Bo does this again next week, dude, this team is...
the Chiefs.
Might be the most fraudulent 8-2 team I've ever seen.
Yeah, they go Chiefs, Commanders, Raiders, Packers.
Is it Chiefs at home or Chiefs on the
Chiefs
road?
Chiefs at home.
Chiefs at home. Okay, that should be a benefit. And who knows what they look like. They're on a bye this week, are they not? Kansas City?
Yeah.
So who knows what they look like coming out of a bye, but...
I mean, the Broncos defense is in, like, it's starting to come back to what we expected them to be.
Poor Geno.
Well, not only did they beat Geno up.
Geno had such a tough night.
I mean, he was just getting hit endlessly. They also couldn't get Brock Bowers the ball. Brock Bowers touched the ball twice, one on a run and one on the 130-yard catch.
Shout out Geno, though, for being a dude.
He's tried to stay in there.
Oh, man.
They had to pull him eventually because he just got smoked.
It was kind of like Mac Jones for the Niners a couple weeks ago. It's just like, dude, you got to do it every. And he had a chance to win that game. Look, the Raiders missed a field goal, missed a 59-yarder because of the wind.
Yeah.
The ball was going.
And you just saw it go.
It was going and it was moving. And I was like, oh my God, he got it. And then it just went, and I'm done. And dropped to the ground.
It's like, well, that's that. And they said during warmups, he had been hitting him from further. Carlson had been hitting him from further. But gets colder, the wind starts whipping.
Yeah.
It's, you know, mile high. Plus all those the things. Lights. You know, it's all those things that go into it. But yeah, no, I mean, defensively, the Broncos just absolutely beat him up.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll stick around in the NFL as there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful games this weekend. Who's got the chance to make the best statement and who's got the chance to kind of lose it all? We'll walk around the NFL on a Football Friday right here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan. Stop eating, what a bummer. Get off carbs and August. Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll have Keith Costigan on at 11:30. He's on the call for the Timbers game as they are in do or die against San Diego in the playoffs this weekend. Take our walkabout in the Pacific Northwest. Also chat a little Lincoln Riley. All right, so some good college football, plus some web gems on the docket for hour number deuce. But we'll stick in the NFL here for a little bit. And looking around, dude, this is a great slate this weekend. This is a great slate. This is what we're talking about. Morning window, afternoon window, and the nighttime game is very, very fascinating. Us non-ESPN kids are very happy for the NFL this weekend. Very, very much so. Because I don't have to deal with it. What am I going to do on Saturday? I have no idea, dude.
Just Salem.
Salem? The Salem. High seas?
Salem.
Yeah. But I can't quad box the high seas.
No, we just got to pick the game.
Yeah. We'll have to look at that. We'll have to figure out how I watch college football this
weekend.
Well,
I mean, at least Oregon, I was at least on Fox.
I know. Thank God. I know. I'll have to look and see the ESPN. I'm not going to miss out on Alabama LSU, so that's a plus. I'm not worried about that. That's going to be a garbage game. Maybe the most unanticipated game since Saban was at LSU.
No, my weekend is pretty set for me now. I'm going golfing in the morning. Oregon, Iowa, catch most of that. And then I've got Blazers game at 5.
Well, so. And you're lucky. SC's tonight, man.
SC's tonight. No, it's
Friday night after dark.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. It's 6 o'clock kick. So it's not even like late. So it's shaping up to be quite a nice weekend.
I can find a way to convince my wife and kids that I need to go to the bar to watch this game. So I can just get out of the house.
Just tell them I'm there.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
I'll be there in spirit. You can FaceTime me.
Danny's decided to get loaded tonight, and he needs moral support.
It's Northwestern. I'm really worried about this game.
My wife would never believe me. She knows I hate you. She'd be like, no way you would go hang out with that guy. 3 hours wasn't enough today? You need more?
Nope.
The NFL window is quite fascinating. You know, I'd like walking through these teams and through these games, there's a lot to kind of think about in terms of statements and how people perform. Like, this for me is a do-or-die week for Atlanta. On the road at Indianapolis is not going to be an easy task. I know Indy's kind of stumbled last week, and the Steelers really kind of handled them.
Here we go.
But but if Atlanta can't be competitive in this game, I'm out. And I think that whole organization might need a reset with how much talent they have and how young some of their players are. You got to do it now. So that's a fascinating thing to me. I will take Indianapolis to win this game, and that just shows how I feel about Atlanta. But Indy's really got to bounce back, you know?
Yeah.
I think losing to the Steelers the way they did, the Steelers are showing us, in case you can chime in on this as best you can as our resident Steelers fan, they're a little Jekyll and Hyde-y, especially on defense. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get from them, but when it is Jekyll or whoever's, what's the good one?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde is like the bad, evil
that's
one.
The monster.
But you want the monster in football, right?
Sure.
When that defense is Mr. Hyde, that's a good defense.
Yeah.
They're just not always Mr. Hyde.
When the pass rush gets home, we're the best defense in football. But the pass rush has to get home.
And they did that against Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And they were able to make them look bad. But I don't hold that against them. Like, if the best defense beats you, then so what?
Yeah. And again, nobody's going to go undefeated. We talk about parity in the NFL and all those things and how nobody really stands above the rest. But I look at this slate, man, and it is there. I mean, the great suck off of 2025 is on display this weekend. Browns, Jets, Saints, Panthers.
Dude, give me Browns all day in this game.
I mean,
Panthers all day.
Just horrendous, horrendous, horrendous matchup.
If you are watching
Bills, Dolphins.
If you are watching Cleveland, New York, you are either a fan of either of those teams, which I don't think you are, or you play fantasy. There's no reason to watch
those. Who do you have on fantasy on those teams? Brees Hall?
Miles Garrett?
Well, I mean, not many guys do the
defensive thing.
The defensive thing where you draft a defensive player, but there are some people that do.
Is Nick Chubb still running the ball in Cleveland?
He's in Houston.
He's in Houston.
I know he is. I'm just making a joke.
But that's what I mean. It's like, if you drafted fantasy players off either of these teams, your draft did not go well.
What if you had Patrick Mahomes and it's on a bye and you picked up Flacco and then you're screwed because Flacco's in Cincinnati now?
Did have David Njoku for a few weeks.
Maybe you love Dylan Gabriel. I don't know.
Again, your fantasy draft did not go well.
The real meat and potatoes of Sunday morning will be New England at Tampa Bay.
That's a spicy little meatball.
That is a spicy meatball.
Bucky Irving is not going to go. Oh, we just got that. There was a chance he was going to go.
Bah.
Both him and Chris Godwin are out. And obviously Mike Evans is out with the separated shoulder.
So Baker's going to have to Baker. But it's a huge road test for New England, man. Like, you want to be a believer, you go into Tampa, and I know they're banged up, but you go into Tampa and you win a game, dude, that's going to make a lot of people turn their heads and really believe in them. Because I don't think people are there yet with New England.
No, I don't think they are either.
I don't think they're there yet with Drake May. I think it looks too little smoke and mirrors, and I'm on this Patriots
and
wagon.
The Patriots and Colts are leading the AFC at 7-2.
I'm on both those wagons. I don't love Daniel Jones, but he's been good.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake May is a kid, so it scares me, but he's been good.
He's legitimately in the top five quarterback MVP conversation right now. It's kind of bonkers.
You know something? You know a sneaky little suck-off game in the morning? Jacksonville-Houston.
Yes. 100%.
That's going to be rough football.
It is, but you know, Lawrence has got to do something, man. Otherwise, he's just a guy.
Otherwise, he's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
Would you rather have Bo Nix or Trevor Lawrence? I can't believe I just asked that question.
Probably Lawrence, because there's still a chance. Like,
there's still
where the
high right
end is
guy.
There. Yeah.
Duval.
It's just, they're probably the same quarterback right now.
And I think I'll take Bo because he's younger and less broken.
Is he younger?
In terms of experience.
But that's what I mean. Is that good?
Well, because Trevor Lawrence has had a lot of bad seasons in the NFL, and that starts to stick in your head.
Sure.
What I mean by younger.
But I think they're the same age.
Steelers, Chargers. That's a must-watch football game. Touching it on from a betting perspective.
No,
wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
The Chargers are going to run out their 10th straight offensive line variation more than any team in the league. They traded for a Saints offensive lineman on their practice squad, I believe.
They traded for him.
Yeah, they traded for him. He has taken snaps already in practice at right tackle, left tackle, and left guard.
Oh boy!
Because they don't know where they're going to put him yet.
Oh boy!
Let's go, TJ Watt.
Yeah, if you're talking about your Steelers, those guys should have a field day.
This should be a salivating day for the D-line.
Games of the week.
It's woof.
Games of the week you don't touch from a betting perspective. Pittsburgh, Los Angeles. I don't think you touch Baltimore, Minnesota.
Steelers, Chargers. Chargers favored by 2.5.
Not touching that line.
Yeah.
Not touching
Rams,
that.
Rams, 49ers. Rams are 4.5.
Wouldn't touch that either,
favorites.
Dude, the Niners are so weird, man. What if Mac Jones goes out there and just balls, you know, like he can? Or what if he goes out there and dies? He can.
Biggest line of the weekend, Buffalo -8.5 against Miami.
Hammer it. I would also hammer Seahawks 6.5.
How are you feeling about Monday night matchup in your Packers and the Eagles?
Not good, Bob.
Packers are currently favored by 1.5.
Which is insane. I wouldn't touch that game from a betting perspective, but if I did, I'd lean Eagles. We'll talk that on Monday, probably.
Josh Jacobs might have to run for 300 yards.
He might have to. And Jordan Love, dude, man, if he doesn't have a good game. Shouldn't have picked the Packers.
Speaking of Njoku, that was one of the trades that everybody thought should happen was the Packers trading for Njoku, because Kraft has been basically their entire offense.
Yeah, but you got to pay Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though he's got one good knee.
It happens.
It does happen.
Well, I mean, if you're in the NFL, you probably only have one good knee anyways.
Probably right. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
All right, let's slide in some college football. Could this job be a stepping stone? No, it couldn't.
Mm.
What would kind of backlash be if it was from this guy? We'll go to Southern California. Hour number deuce, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.